challenges, problems, sufferings. Why? What is this all about? The classical answer is that within the challenge, there's such a powerful and high, holy light and energy that the only way you can actually get this energy is through the challenge, through the suffering, and so on. But in order to give a little bit more explanation to this, let's analyze a little bit, a few stories, a few ideas in the Torah. This week's Torah reading, which is called Devarim, which means words, is the beginning of the fifth book of the Torah, where Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses, is actually repeating the whole Torah to the Jewish people in his last 37 days of life, and starts with a rebuke. Moshe rebukes the Jewish people, you behave so bad in this situation, that situation, the other situation, and so on. And that prepares the Jewish people in order to enter the land of Israel and behave properly. That's why, actually, we read this reading before the 9th of Av, Tisha B'Av, which is the saddest day in the Jewish calendar, the destruction of the first temple, destruction of the second temple, and other sufferings that happened throughout Jewish history. Because, again, it's a rebuke that prepares the person in order to, quote-unquote, enter the land of Israel. That means to do the will of God, to really grow and behave properly. But again, what's the explanation that within the challenge, within the problem, it's found such a big energy and high energy and so on? We find that when God made a covenant with Abraham, expressing his very deep love to him and telling him he's going to have a descendants and their descendants are going to be such a big people and great nation and so on, at the same time he said to him that his descendants are going to be strange people in a land that is not going to be theirs and they're going to suffer a lot and so on. Why mentioning suffering in such a deep love covenant moment? What do you mean? It's not a moment for suffering. We're talking about suffering. A similar story, but the other way around, when the Romans entered the second temple and they destroyed the whole place and so on, but when they entered the most holy place, holy of holies, there were in the walls pictures of cherubim, of angels. And these pictures were like miraculous pictures. When the Jewish people were behaving properly, these pictures of two angels looking at each other were actually embracing each other, like showing love, the love that God has for the Jewish people when they behave properly. But when the Jewish people are not behaving properly, were not behaving properly in the times of the temple, these two angels actually, the drawing, miraculously, they looked apart. They didn't look to each other. They looked the other way. Now, when the Romans entered the temple, the Holy of Holies, and they saw the pictures in the wall, what did they see? Our sages tell us that they saw the two cherubim, the two angels that were embracing each other. So again, the same question, basically. Wait a second. The worst time of history, the destruction of the temple, so many people die and so on. And the Jewish people, of course, they were not behaving properly because the temple was destroyed because of their sins and so on. How come the cherubim, the angels, were actually embracing, showing the love of God for the Jewish people? So in the case of Abraham, the moment was a moment of love. And still, God was talking about sufferings for the descendants of Abraham. Thank you, I'm going to have descendants, but they're going to suffer. In the case of the temple, the other way around, there was a very big, deep suffering for the people, the destruction of the temple. However, God was showing his deep love to the Jewish people. That's why the cherubim were actually, the angels were actually embracing each other. So we see this idea of problems and a very deep, high energy within the problem. It shows the great love of God. Now, again, what's the whole explanation over here? In order to explain this, an example. The example is of a teacher and a student. When the teacher is teaching actually the student is so happy that he's receiving such a big, interesting information. But suddenly, the teacher comes up with a great idea. Like a thunder in his mind, boom, I have a new idea. Something so deep and so great. And he stops teaching the student and he concentrates and contemplates the great idea just came to his mind. Now the student starts getting nervous. My teacher is not talking to me. He's not telling me any more incredible information that I was receiving. What happens? He's actually not even looking at me. He gets very nervous. But the teacher needs to concentrate on this great new idea that just occurred to him. For what? In order to share it later with his students. But first of all, I have to understand it myself, and then I can teach it to you. So there's a moment of anguish where the student says, where's my teacher? What's going on over here? Like a father playing with a son, and the father covers the eyes and says, where is Tati? Where is Tati? And the son is like in anguish, where is my father? And suddenly, hey, here is Tati. So the pleasure that comes after the reunion, it's a big pleasure because there was a moment of concealment. Because the teacher stopped teaching the student, and the student got nervous. Where is my teacher? Where is the incredible information? The teacher is actually incorporating something deep, new, in order to share it with the student. The father is actually looking for the pleasure of the reunion of the father and the son. But for that, there has to be a concealment. This is exactly what exile, golus in Hebrew, exile means for the Jewish people. It's a moment of concealment. God is concealing himself from us. But the truth is that he's preparing the highest and deepest show of love that he has for us. That's why in the moment of the destruction of the temple, a terrible moment in the Jewish history, however, the cherubim, the angels, were actually holding each other. God was preparing the expression of such a deep love for us. This is what the cherubim, the angels, were expressing. And the same thing happens in the moment of the covenant of God with Abraham. In a moment of a very deep love, you should know that the way to express this love is your descendants are going to suffer in a land that is not theirs, and so on. It's exactly the same idea. And the same thing a person can apply to his daily life. Whenever you find challenges, whenever you have problems, sufferings, God forbid, you should know that there's a very deep, holy energy hidden inside of that, that is just waiting for you to uncover. It's waiting for you to discover. So you have to dig and dig deep within yourself, dig deep within the problem, and you will certainly find this great and holy light and energy. And the same thing happens with the 9th of Av, Tisha B'Av, which is a very sad day. However, at the same time, we consider that day a very interesting day, that we don't say supplications, so we don't cry so much and so on. Why? Because Mashiach was born at that time, on that day. So in the same day of destruction, the Geula, the redemption, was born. That means within the problem, there lies the deepest show of love from God towards the person.